This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. As you may have noticed, maybe the numbers have decreased a little bit. And this is the case of Ramadan, subhanAllah. It's like a roller coaster, huh? You know, towards in the beginning of Ramadan, the masajid are packed. Towards the middle, we see a little dip. And then during the last 10 nights, and then a spike. So this is maybe, it's a sunnah, but it is not sunnah from the time of Rasulullah. It's maybe Canadian sunnah or whatnot. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us all. The Shaykh Zahallah Khair today, he just completed Surah Luqman. So three surahs, I think four, little bit of Sabah at the very end. They're gonna cover, they've covered Luqman. He's into Sajda now. After Sajda al-Ahzab, and after al-Ahzab, a little bit of Sabah. So I'm only gonna cover three surahs inshallah today. I'm gonna cover Surah Luqman, Surah al-Sajda, and a little bit of Surah al-Ahzab as well. Surah Luqman and Surah al-Sajda, they are Makki surahs. And they are from Al-Mathani. Surah Luqman is 34 ayah altogether. Surah al-Sajda is 30 ayah. Surah al-Ahzab is a Madani surah. With regard to Surah Luqman, we call Luqman as Surah about tarbiyat al-abna. It's about tarbiyat of our children. Luqman, it goes about this, or it talks about this man, Luqman. Was he a prophet? According to the consensus of the scholars, Luqman was not a prophet, not a messenger. He was a hakim. He was a man. He was a righteous man that used to live at the time of Dawood alayhi salam. Kana hakim. He used to be called Luqman al-Hakim. And what is hakim? Hakim comes from hikmat in Urdu, or hikmah in Arabic, meaning wisdom or wise. Hakim, wise. Hikmah means wisdom. What is the meaning, or what is the definition of hikmah? ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه من الاثنين قالوا الحكمة القول الذي ينبغي في المكان الذي ينبغي على النهج الذي ينبغي. You know, saying the right words at the right time, at the right place. Being wise, when to talk and when not to talk, when to act and when not to act. So Luqman عليه السلام, he was wise, and then he was teaching his kid this beautiful, you know, concept. The first thing was that he was teaching him is about shirk of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh, ya bunay. And you will see in this ayah, as in the surah, he repeats saying, you know, whenever he calls his son, ya bunay, ya bunay, ya bunay, oh my beloved son, oh my beloved son, oh my beloved son. This is, and it's one of the beautiful, maybe, it's wisdom. When you want to give nasiha, admonition to your son, to your daughter, to your loved ones, you know, try to hug them, try to come close to them, try to befriend them. He wasn't anif. Ya bunay. It shows that he was compassionate with his child. Ya bunay, la tushrik billah. The first and foremost, don't associate anyone with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then he's teaching him about the power of Allah, the qudr of Allah. Ya bunay, inna intakum ithqal habbati min khadha. Fatakum fi sakhratin, aw fi samawati, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah. This is amazing. Oh my son. If it's a grain as small as a mustard seed, if it's under a rock, be it in the heavens or in the earth, Allah can bring it forth, and Allah knows about it. Subhanallah. And you cannot hide. You can run, like I said last time, but you cannot hide. So he's teaching him about the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then he's teaching him about salah. He's teaching him about parents. He's teaching him, you know, the kindness of the parents. He's teaching him about manners, about akhlaq, about moral conduct. So much so that he's teaching him about how to speak and how to walk. Not in a loud voice. وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. You know, so beautiful advice. Please go back and read this surah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ilm of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'll tell you a quick story which happened. A ruler, I think it was Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, he saw a dream. In his dream, he saw Malak al-Maut. So he asked him, how long am I gonna live? And then that man did this, or that person in his dream did this. Five. So he woke up asking the scholars, I saw this dream, the angel of death telling me, you know, five. Does that mean I'm gonna live 5 days? Am I gonna live 5 years? Am I gonna live 5 months? Some ulama say, no, you're gonna live 5 months. Some are saying 5 years. Until he spoke, or he, until the alim, the sheikh, the mufti, Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says five means Allah, there's five things that only Allah Azza wa Jalla will know about. This is at the end of Surah Luqman. Inna Allaha 'indahu 'ilmu sa'a. Count with me. Five things, nobody will know about them except Allah Azza wa Jalla. Five things. Number one, in the end of Surah Luqman, Inna Allaha 'indahu 'ilmu sa'a. Allah knows when is the sa'a, when is the hour, the day of judgment. That's number one. Only Allah would know that. Inna Allaha 'indahu 'ilmu sa'a. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. He is the one who sends down the rain. He knows where and how or where or when the rain will be. Yes, they have forecasts. They may be wrong, they may be right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows where and when and how much rain it will pour if it's going to be. Number two. Number three. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And he knows that which is in the womb. Male, female, nutfa, alaqa, mudra. Yani doctors, they have science, but it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows that ilm. That's number three. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No soul shall know what they're going to earn tomorrow, and no soul shall know where they're going to die. Five things only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows about. That's Surah Luqman. Surah Al-Sajda, a name that speaks about the Surah, Al-Sajda. The surah teaches us about submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think this rak'ah that we're going to pray right now, it would be sajda, I think, say, right? So this is where the sajda would be. The sajda means the prostration. It talks about submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا. Those who believe in our signs, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're mentioned, or the names of Allah, or when the signs of Allah are mentioned, خَرُّوا سُجَدًا, they go into prostration. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba. And he says, with regard to the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَرَجِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفَ وَطَمَعَ. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ. They're forsaking their beds. They're turning, they're switching between their sides at night when they're sleeping. They just want to wake up and pray and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may say, when is the last time that they had a good night's sleep? The Sahaba, maybe they never had a good night's sleep, nor the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. They would sleep, and then at the same time, they just want to, you know, get up. Is it time for sujood? Is it time for qiyam? Is it time for salah? Is it time? تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدْعُونَ رَبُّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Surah Al-Sajda, amazing surah. It talks Surah Al-Ahzab, I'm sorry. Surah Al-Ahzab, 7 minutes. Yani I'm doing good, almost. Surah Al-Ahzab is the surah of the Confederates. It happened in Medina. Those of you who've been to Medina, you may have visited the trench. The trench, the government of Saudi Arabia, they have covered it, but it still exists. From the battle of the Confederates, the battle of the trench, when Quraysh and Ghatafan and Banu Sulaym and Banu Qurayza, the Yahud, the Confederates, they gathered up against the Muslims. They were 10,000 versus 3,000. So the idea of Salman al-Faris, oh, I should have asked you that question. What's the name of the Sahabi who... Oh, mashallah, he's smart.
I'll give you even two chapters.
You see what he said? Did you hear what he said? He says, I know not because of you. He says, I know because I studied it. MashaAllah, I'll give you two.
I'll give you another one from here. Anyway, he's right.
Salman al-Farisi. Hey, where is he from, Salman al-Farisi?
He's from Persia. And from the city of
Ash-Shafan. Can you come and do this for me? Can you come and... Say Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Say mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Don't give him the evil eye, you evil eye people. Mashallah. He's from Persia, Salman al-Farisi, from Faris. You know, he came up with that idea that the Arabs did not know at the time to build a trench. Do you know how long was the trench? How big was the trench? The trench was 5,544 meters, more than 5 kilometers long, 3.23 meters deep and 4.63 meters wide. And the Prophet Muhammad, 3,000 Sahabis, he split them. Here you learn about the managerial skills of the Prophet Muhammad, splitting the Sahaba, not just all together, he split them into groups, and then he had quality assurance. He was going around making sure that managerial skills of the Prophet Muhammad about this battle. Eventually, did they win the battle? Who won the battle? Na'am, the Muslims. Did Allah send the angels? In form of a rih, the wind came, blew their tents, they ran away, the Quraysh, and then Muhammad, the Muslims, they won that battle. It's in the, this is what it's called, Al-Ahzab. Brothers and sisters, an ayah that will change your life. Ready for it? No? Done? An ayah that will change your life, verse number 56 from Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Allah and His angels, they send salutations of our Prophet Muhammad. All you who believe, send salutations of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send salutations of our Rasul. Ubay ibn Ka'b, when he came to Rasulullah, and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, I stand up at night and I pray at night. How much time shall I concentrate on making salutations upon you? The Prophet says, the more the better. He says, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet says, that's good, but the more the better. Half of the night shall I just sit and then make salah upon you? The Prophet says, that's good. The more the better. Then the Ubay says, Ya Rasulullah, shall spend the whole night, my qiyam, all making salat upon you. Then Prophet Muhammad told him, Idan yughfar dhanbuk wa yughfar dhanbuk, your sins shall be forgiven. وَيُكْشَفْ غَمُّكْ وَهَمُّكْ, and then your hum, your distress, your stress, your depression shall be alleviated through the salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go into difficulties, as-salat ala al-Nabi. You need you have some hardship, whatever the hardship is, as-salat ala al-Nabi. You're sick, as-salat ala al-Nabi. You need a job, as-salat ala al-Nabi. Whatever you need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep on making salat ala Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You know the dude, you spoke, call it dude. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullahu khair, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.